And that is Banks and Drowning from the feature album on Triple J. Goddess, the name of the album. And in the studio, a goddess. Hannah Gadsby. Hello.
Oh, goddess.
Look at that.
G'day.
G'day, goddess. That's where the word g'day comes from, I think, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, yeah, a friendly goddess.
Just a friendly goddess. After Banks was singing about soup, we were just talking off air about the intro. This is how she introduced the song.
Everyone in the studio told me I couldn't talk about soup in a song. I was like, why? I made soup for someone.
There you go.
Yeah, bold.
That's the thing about these young recording artists these days. I'm gonna write about it. No one's going to tell me I can't write about soup.
Yeah. I'm tackling the big issues.
We are taking the big issues today. Did you? I know we're just also talking off air about banana.
You've blown all our topics,
all
haven't
the
you?
Things already.
Couldn't wait.
But no, I know. I shot it all early because banana freckles such a big issue. There is a time delay in at Triple J, so people listening in the Northern Territory won't be able to get in on this conversation if they're listening live. But banana freckles are a big issue.
It's who it affects the most.
It is. So banana freckle is it's something that affects bananas in the Northern Territory, and they have to like. When you grew up, did you have like a fruit trees in your backyard?
Yeah, we had greengage, cherry plum trees, and apple trees.
That's nice. That's Tasmania.
Yeah.
Not so many banana trees, I would imagine.
No, no banana trees.
But as a result, not very much banana freckle.
So. No, just freckles.
Just freckles.
Because we have no ozone. We've got lots of freckles in Tasmania.
Oh, that's a point, isn't it? So do you get, even though it's colder in Tasmania, you could get more burnt?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Yeah, wow. Crispy.
Talking to Hannah Gadsby on Triple J, did you watch last night as it went to air the final episode of Please Like Me?
No, I haven't seen any of it.
Really?
No, because I was in it.
Yes, you played Hannah.
I don't know whether I got it edited out or not. I was overseas, so I've only just got back from the UK and they don't have it over there. And so I thought, I'll binge watch it. I don't know whether I can binge watch it. But because I think I really want to watch it because, I've read the scripts and I think it's great, but I don't necessarily need to binge watch me. But, I think I'll just sit down and watch the whole series. So I know I haven't, but I know what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right. Cool.
It is.
It's great. I get to jump Pippa. Spoiler alert.
And not only that, there's a couple of there's a couple of funny bits in the last. I'm going to play a little bit from the last episode that we aired last night.
Oh, one day with Josh and you're checking yourself back into a mental home, Arnold?
Why?
We don't call it that, Rose.
Oh, we do. Can't we, Hannah?
Yeah, we have. Arnold, I couldn't fit my body wash in. You can have it. It's oatmeal.
Thanks, Hannah.
I'll probably be back in a couple of days.
Generous soul. Hannah on the show, but you haven't watched any of it because I guess it's blocked. iView's blocked in the UK.
I don't know my way around that sort of stuff, so I'll just wait till I get back. I can get they say, we can send you a DVD. Like they're not, no one's trying to stop me.
You know, it is up on iView. I think all the episodes now. And
that's great.
Did you hear that there's an international Emmy as well? It's been nominated.
Yeah, I do like that, and that's a big thing.
Very exciting indeed.
Pretty chuffed.
Can I ask? I know it was a... I'm not going
to... Oh, that was season one, though. I'm nothing to do with that.
Oh, so...
Yeah, so...
Who cares? You know. Whatever.
Yeah,
Can I ask, though? There's one bit at the end. This is like, I know we're going to talk about the shows that you're doing and all that stuff, but there's a bit that's just really nice, and it seems like you and Josh, because you've known each other for ages, that you're just kind of making this bit up at the end of, the end of your one of your scenes at the end of the last episode.
Come on, Hannah. Shall we go? Let's go. Okay. See you, Josh. Bye. Bye, 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 bye.
See you, Hannah. It's looking good, babe.
Thanks, mate.
yeah, that's... I think we have quite a few exits where, you know, he'd said one stage, you know, going, see you, gorgeous. And I said another stage after going, kisses, like just... You know, it was just part of it. Sometimes it was in the script, sometimes he'd just, you know, we'd just do that. So, yeah.
DVD extras. All of the exits. All of Hannah and Josh's
exits. Nah, you know, just a few. Just a few.
Couple.
Good.
A couple. Good. All right. I'm talking to Hannah Gadsby on Triple J. Two shows this weekend, Saturday and Sunday in Sydney. We'll talk about them and probably talk about selfies a little bit as well.
Ooh.
After this. Hannah Gadsby is in the studio. We were just talking about Please Like Me, up for an Emmy and stuff. But you met you changed a nappy for the very first time of your nephew.
Yeah. Beautiful. I mean, I've got heaps of nephews and nieces, but I've managed to avoid it because everyone knows I have a weak stomach because when something happened, you know, like when I was a kid, my brothers and sisters knew not to ask me to clean up the pet's mess because I'd just look at it and I'd vomit. And because what had happened, if I can see it and I can smell it, then for some reason I imagine it in my mouth and then I just, like, it's all over. I don't know why. It's just like, oh, I wonder what that's like in my mouth. No good. And so my niece, I was babysitting my nephew, Gus Gadsby.
Gus.
Champ. He's
Gus
a champ.
Gadsby, what a good name.
Yeah, absolute champ. He'll be fine in life, won't he, with a name like that.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, I've been away for 3 months, so he's really grown up. Like, he's nearly two, so that's a lot of time. And so I babysat him on Sunday. And it's the first time, you know, getting to know each other again. And it was lots of fun. And then he looked me in the eyes and shat his pants. And I'm like, you little shit. And then I thought, oh, Mum and Dad will be home soon.
Just leave him. Just leave Gus.
We'll just ride this one out. He had a nappy on.
Oh, yeah, and, that's what they're for.
But, you know, I was in denial for a little bit long and I'm like, I've got to do this. So I put him up on the changing mat. And of course, you know, I'd left a little bit long and it was all squished in and I'm like, oh, no. And he just started laughing and farted in my face.
Oh, Gus.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know. I was dry reaching. Like, it was disgusting. But that's really cute. Like, a baby's laugh almost cures everything.
Oh.
But. No, he farted in my face. Game's over.
That's the rules. That is the rules.
And then I got gastro yesterday. I think it's his fault.
Surely, if it was Gus that gave you the gastro, it would be gustro.
Yes, gustro. I got gustro.
That's now Hannah Gadsby. You are you're doing this show. This is a show that you've done around a few different places. It's called The Exhibitionist, but it is not about being an exhibitionist entirely. It's kind of got art things in it and stuff as well.
Yeah, look, I didn't really know that exhibitionism means you just like to flash yourself. Like, I forgot about that reference.
Oh, that's
because I was going from the gallery reference, you know.
Because since you did the art TV show, Hannah Gadsby's Oz.
Yeah.
Now you're the art person now.
Yeah, yeah, and it's good. I like talking about art because, you know, in comedies, because I got sick of talking about myself in stand-up. Although there's still a fair bit of chunk of me in there, like, you know, because I'm a narcissist. And so, you know, I still bring it all back to me. But there is, yeah, it's fun. This show's about portraiture, self-portraiture and, you know, that sort of stuff.
Selfies.
So, selfies. Oh, yeah, it's got it. Yeah, but from, like, the portraits as well, like, you know, Renaissance portraits and stuff, mm-hmm. looking at the beginning of that. And, oh, just basically putting up a painting and go, doesn't he look silly? You know, it's not, he's got his head drawn back to front. Oh, you know, that sort of stuff. So it's not deep. Don't get scared.
But you probably know heaps about, like, art now, at least portraiture art.
Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, I studied it at uni too. Mm. So, you know, I got my toes wet there. Toes, is that a saying?
I dipped my toes into the water. I got my feet in the door.
I cut my teeth.
I cut my toes in the water.
Yeah, I'm getting it all wrong. It's barnacles.
What is it? So if people who actually, like, you know, are studying art at the moment, they would have a foot in the door to what you're talking about.
Yeah, they are getting their teeth cut as we speak in the water. And so I am a wordsmith. Anyway, so yeah, it's just fun. But, you know, it's on everyone's mind. We all take photos of ourselves, like it or not. It's how we mark an occasion now. You know, it's how we go, oh, I saw the Eiffel Tower. It used to be just, there's the picture of the Eiffel Tower. But now it's the Eiffel Tower with our fat face in the front.
Was it not always the case that a portrait or a photo was marking an occasion? Is it different now? Obviously, it happens a lot more now.
No, but it's democratised. You know, so everyone can take their own, can do self-portrait now. Everyone, every day, every moment.
Right now, possibly.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now. whereas, you know, that's a very fairly recent phenomenon. Like, there used to be the Japanese tourists with sticks, cameras on sticks.
Yeah.
They used to take the selfies. They were originally, you know, the selfies, you know. You'd see them around with sticks going, oh, that's me. And we used to laugh at how much Japanese people took photos, you know, the tourists. We'd laugh at them, go, oh, they're always there with their camera. We are that now. They're just ahead of their time.
And now so everyone with a snowboard is one hand with that same stick. In fact, I just saw that at the snow.
No, they got the GoPro.
Oh, yeah. But it's still with the stick, though, as well.
Yeah.
Snowboarders or skiers, I guess, although they've got to hold sticks. Yeah, with the stick out in their hands, getting the full, like, as they're... It's not snow season anymore. Although it did snow. It snowed in the Blue Mountains overnight, Hannah Gadsby.
Shit. The world's gone crazy.
Hannah Gadsby in the studio doing shows this weekend as part of the Just for Laughs Festival in Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
Two shows on Saturday and Sunday night. I haven't written down where they are. Sorry about that.
Sydney Opera House.
Oh, have you done this at Sydney Opera House before?
No. People should come. People should come because, you know, it's support the ladies.
You are the only lady on the Just for Laughs lineup. So.
Yeah. Just go, like, if you're just like, just for that sake. Just and, that you know, sake. I just snuck in because I wear a tie.
You promised that you would look, it would be mostly jokes about chicks in bars. So,
yeah.
No,
that's
a good lineup. Reggie Watts is going to be on the show tomorrow. He's also in the Just
Oh, I love Reggie. Yeah, but come and see me because I'm the only lady. Yes. You know, get the sympathy vote, please.
And you're very, very funny.
Oh,
and
that one.
You do, and although if you do have a selfie stick, you may not be treated that fine. Chloe's on the line from Wollongong. You own a selfie stick.
Ashamedly, yes.
Now,
but it's a bit of a guilty pleasure. I secretly love it.
No, you're not secretly. You just said it on national radio.
Well, now I'm out on the radio. That's it.
So, but I mean, it's not something you can hide either. Like, what do you, you're out in the world, I'm assuming, using a selfie stick.
Yeah. Well, my justification for it was I'm going overseas on my own. So I thought that would be a good way.
Do you know you can meet people overseas? There are people who talk to you overseas
I
and
know,
they won't if you have a stick.
Take my picture.
They won't.
It just reminded me of before about the Asians doing it and now how, we've all taken on that.
We have. Ahead of their time, Japanese.
So but what I'm saying is, please don't take the stick, but meet people. And you know, not just to meet people to take a photo, but like meet them and you talk to them and then they go, this is a great time, let's take a selfie together. That's cool. But you have a stick, they're not going to talk to you.
But also my stick might be a conversation starter.
With weirdos. With weirdos. You want to meet nice
with fellow
people.
Fellow selfie stick people.
No. You're getting it all wrong.
Hey, Chloe, where are you going? Where are you going overseas?
I'm going to Nepal.
Oh,
they're really nice people in Nepal.
Lovely people. You know, what you could do is buy two selfie sticks and if anyone like Hannah comes up, just say that they're trekking poles and just put them on the ground and pretend that you're trekking.
And just pretend, that's a good idea.
I think
poles are stupid too.
Oh, you just hate poles.
I hate poles.
Hannah is anti-pole.
Like Polish people.
And anti-selfie sticks.
Chloe.
Mean, you know, you have the mirror camera. Like, that's an okay thing. Like, do you want more of yourself in the picture?
Yeah, more of the background, more of the Himalayas.
Oh, that's true.
Just take the picture of the Himalayas without yourself in it.
Without myself in it.
Like you're there, you know. Like show if people doubt it, show them your ticket.
All right, Chloe, I think we've reached an impasse here, just like the trekkers in the Annapurna Ranges.
Just make friends.
But
friends.
Chloe, when you do go, text us photos and I will pass them on to Ms. Gadsby and we'll...
Do you know when people ask me to take their photo... I put the mirror camera on and take a photo of myself.
Good one. See, if you had a selfie stick, that wouldn't happen. Chloe, have a lovely trip.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Good luck, Chloe.
And Hannah.
She's going to be so lonely.
No, everyone's going to go, you're the one that Hannah was having a go at. Oh, and someone texted in, I'm Polish. Thanks, Bart in Melbourne.
So yeah, cool.
Bart stoked that you like the Polish people.
Yeah, I just had to put that in there because it sounded really bad.
You hate Poles. All right, so two shows at the Sydney Opera House this weekend, Saturday and Sunday night. The Exhibitionist, is it 8 o'clock and 7 o'clock? Is that the way it works?
I don't know.
Oh, anyway, it's at night. Sorry.
I think it's, I don't know. Have a look. You know, Google is really powerful these days.
Mm-hmm. And then what are you up to? What are your plans?
What, this weekend?
Oh, anytime.
don't show me up for being dull.
No, what are you doing after this? What are your plans for world domination?
Oh, okay, so I'm working on a new TV show maybe, hopefully. But, you know, an art one.
Oh, good. And did you do something for the BBC in England?
Yes, I made a radio show, BBC 4 Radio, and that goes to air in January. It's very exciting.
That's exciting.
So exciting. And what else? I'm writing with Josh a little bit on season 3. I'm not part of the core writers, but I write for Hannah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So Hannah will be back.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
good. Exciting. Well, hey, Hannah, thank you for being back here.
Hey, no worries. And I don't come to Sydney very often, so Sydney people, please
yes.
come.
No, like, thank you.
Yeah, come along because I'm a girl and I'm in Sydney.
Have fun at the Opera House, Hannah. It's lovely. Okay. Don't bring your selfie sticks so Hannah will be able to...
Look, yeah, people after this show always go, oh, let's have a selfie. And, you know, I will oblige, but I will think you're a bit of a douche. So... But that's okay because I don't hate anyone more than I hate myself, so everyone's fine. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. This is Pulled Apart by Horses on Triple J.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.